to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday, and I'm going to finish that last part of what we did last on Tuesday, and that's, I believe, this is going to be on Friday. You know, we moved, and so our whole, you know, our ministry, which was actually in our basement, that's moved as well, and we're in the process of getting all of that back up and running, and so that's why I'm taking an opportunity right here in the hotel room to get out to you a couple of these Adventures in Grace so that we stay very steady with these. We don't want anybody to think we're not thinking of you and that we're not keeping these going, because we are. I mean, this may take us 2 or 3 years to get through some of this material, but I don't care. It's necessary that we share these kind of things with you that'll open up your heart and mind to the real relationship of God that's necessary. Because number one, we want you to begin to know and experience for yourself that God is real. Number two, to get your prayers answered. And number three, to be able to share your testimonies with others. And so as we start, let me just say it again like this, Matthew 11, 27 to 30. I hope you've memorized this with me. And if not, I encourage you to do so out of the Message translation. It says, Jesus now resumed talking, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. I don't know about you, but the more I memorize it, or the more I say it and repeat it, especially at the top of our videos, the more it thrills my soul that I am in a relationship that is progressing day after day, where God is becoming real and the Lord Jesus Christ is willing to go over it line by line with us so that we can have everything he had with the Father the exact same way. Don't you know this is God's will for your life, that you would know him so well that you would trust him no matter what comes and what may? Your heart and your roots have gone down so deep in him, you will not be moved. And the realness of God will always bring you through. I'm telling you, it is the work of the Holy Ghost that always brings about manifestations in this world. In other words, the tangible results that you seek every day of your life come from you fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost. And there's no way to do it better than the kind of things we're sharing with you that are the tidbits. See, if the little foxes spoil the vine, Psalm of Solomon 2:15, then it's the little tiny things we do that become the repairs. Now, I know when I say the little things we do, there may be some that say, well, that's works. No, we're not talking about works. We're talking about a relationship. And in a relationship, you are responding to one another. There is interaction. And your interaction is responding as a spiritual being to the realness of God. These are the things that we are sharing with you every single week. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into the fact that we were talking about, and I'm going to give this scripture here in the Message Bible again, 18 to 20 of John 14. It says, I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming back. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're going to come alive. Well, when he says you're about to come alive, that means the born again experience. When Jesus goes into the heart of the earth and he comes out of the grave, glory to God, having justified you completely. That means every single sin, past, present, and future, has been taken care of through the blood of Jesus, where he presents that blood at the Holy of Holies and doesn't need to do it again for you because tomorrow you sin and he forgot one. No, he wiped your sin out completely, which is the reason why you're always able to enter into the presence of the Lord and do so boldly, because of the grace and the mercy that has been extended through the love of Jesus Christ. I know those are a lot of words, but it's just very simple. Once the price has been paid, you can go get your food and don't have to worry about paying at the counter. It's already been paid for you. Come on, this is a life right now of such grace in the dispensation of grace through Christ. where we get to hang out with Him, and it's the hanging out with Him that changes your life. Everything we're reading from the Bible enhances your desire and your openness to walk with God. That's the truth. So as we see this, He said, when you come alive, the next phrase says, at that moment. So at the moment of your conception of Christ into your heart, where He comes in and changes your nature by the wonderful blood of Jesus, which cleanses you pure and white as snow. He takes you out of the kingdom of darkness, instantly places you into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Come on, these are all scriptures, all scriptural thoughts. And in that very moment, it says you will experience or know, not head knowledge, you will know in your heart knowledge or have experience which is so absolute. Notice that thought. The experience isn't, I'm not sure if it is or it isn't. Was it God? Was it not God? Was it light or was it darkness? I'm telling you, when the light is on, the light is on. When it's dark, it's dark. It's very absolute. It's one or the other. It's not both. And He's saying the moment you come alive, there will be an experience that's so absolute that will do this. It will absolutely, you'll experience that the Father, you are now in the Father, and that you are in Christ and Christ is in you. Isn't this amazing and wonderful? Well, then look at what the Amplified says of that 21st verse. It says, Jesus said, I will show, reveal, and manifest. If you stop right there, God loves to show you things. God loves to reveal things to you, and God loves to manifest things to you. If you're struggling with the idea, man, I'm believing, but where is the manifestation? Come on, you're missing Him because He has made you a manifestation. To be made in the image and likeness of God means you are a representation and manifestation of God. And He's always revealing and manifesting and showing you the realities of heaven that always change these temporal realities of the flesh. You ought to have great confidence, especially as I finish this. He says, I will show, reveal, manifest myself to you. I will let myself be clearly seen by you and make myself real to you. Now, I just have to open this Pandora's box to ask you the question, to what degree can He reveal Himself to us, make Himself so real and so plain and so clear that you see Him? Come on, I just want you to think for a moment. Because what we've done is we've so spiritualized anybody's experience that has gone beyond this world, where someone has seen spiritually the angelic beings or Jesus, had an experience with them. We've so spiritualized that as though that's something special, and to actually open your heart up to the realness of God like that, people have preached this for years. Boy, you can get a devil if you do that. You better be really careful. I mean, you had an experience with God, okay, that's the Holy Ghost desiring to give you that experience, which basically says you were a lucky one. You actually won the lottery. Well, you know how people would get after and would make fun of somebody who just won $400 million and now they're back at the gas station buying more tickets? You'd say to them, what in the world are you doing? Well, I'm going to win the lottery again. You can't win the lottery again. Do you know the odds that were against you to win it the first time? Do you realize the odds that are against you to win it a second time? And besides that, how covetous are you? I mean, you won the lottery, for crying out loud. Just go off into the sunset and enjoy your lottery. Let somebody else have an experience. And that's what we've done to Jesus, is we've made Him to become so, it's so special to have something that's more real than not real, that when you begin to experience more of the realness of God, people will get in there and say, you better be careful because you can get a devil. And so somebody would say, well, I know somebody that did get off. Do you know people are getting off all the time without anybody's help? I just want to share with you how ridiculous that mindset is that somebody could get off. Do you know how many weird people are out there? And you may be saying about me, well, you're one of them. Well, then praise the Lord, brother. I could care less if somebody said that. because God's becoming more real by the moment. My prayers are being answered, and I've got testimonies to share of God's goodness, watching healing power flow from my hands and setting people free. I'm not about to stop now because of some tradition and some religion, and because somebody else was a little squirrely in the mind to begin with. Maybe they were insecure and they were just trying to know God so they could tell somebody that they had an experience with God. Well, this has nothing to do with telling somebody else, first and foremost, you had an experience with God. It has to do with, it is God's will to hang out with you on a daily basis, and you begin to experience how good He is. Now, out of that relationship, you share with other people the goodness of God. But for the sake of pride, for the sake of saying, I saw and experienced God, you didn't. Well, see, that's where people get off, with wrong hearts, wrong mentality, wrong perspectives. And someone like that will go off. And let me just help you with it. There's plenty enough people that will go into the ditch, whether you preach conservative or whether you get out here on what seems to be the edge and let people know that God should be real to you. There's plenty of people that will go into the ditch. Brother Hagin used to say, you know, I'm not afraid of wildfire because there's plenty of wet blankets to put it out. Just meaning to say, you know, if we're going to just huddle around something that's so safe and secure, we'll never step beyond ourselves to experience that which we don't know. Now, whether you know or not, 11 minutes have already gone by. I got to start wrapping things up. But what I've been sharing in this particular session is extremely, extremely good. Do not be afraid of God becoming more real to you. And if you ever do see a devil or you can sense his presence, you know what to do. The more real God becomes to you, the more real you realize he's backing you up, the less afraid you are, because that's the spirit anyhow. And you'll put that devil in his place. Jesus had to do that. The disciples had to do that. And we'll have to do that. Come on, if you're going to walk in the spirit are angels, are demons. And so you will have opportunity to put them in their place. But isn't that what we're called to do anyhow? To shine the light and drive back the darkness, reveal the goodness of God? Well, you can't do that by just sitting in a corner trying to protect yourself because you're afraid to step over into the Spirit. We are spirits, and we're called to the life of the Spirit. Real quickly, I'll say it again. It says, Jesus said, I will show, reveal myself, manifest myself to you. I will let myself be clearly seen and will make myself real to you. Folks, this is so wonderful and so true and so good. Let me give you a great story real quickly here. I was talking with an I'll keep the names protected here, but talking with an individual. And he was sharing with me, he'd gone through some really interesting things as far as the family is concerned. But he was sharing with me a story about sickness that was on his body and actually struggling to breathe, really having some symptoms that were very alarming. And he said, here he is struggling, and yet he quoting the word, you know, doing what us Word of Faith people do, quote the word, get some word for you to, none of that's wrong. Thank God, have your founding, have your footing, have your foundation. But he said, in the midst of just getting quiet one night, and this will just dovetail into where we're going the next time. Into the midst of getting quiet, all of a sudden he was reminded of a sibling that actually went home to be with the Lord, and how he actually kind of developed a little bit of an attitude and criticism toward the Lord because he didn't like how the situation went down. And right then when he got quiet, he heard the word of the Lord come into him saying, are you going to ask me? And what that meant to him, the Lord saying was, are you going to ask me about your sister's situation and let go of that so that I can reveal myself to you? Because he was holding out on the Lord, and he knew he was. And here the Lord asked him that one simple question. He said, all he said was, yes, Lord, I'm going to ask you. And the moment he said that, instantly all this pressure came out of his lung. They opened up and every symptom disappeared. Folks, this is the message we're preaching. Jesus wants to talk with you, commune with you, even show you simple things in the nature around you that will relate you to his goodness. Remember, Jesus said simple things like, have you not looked at the birds lately and see that they're not full of care? They're not weighed down with the problems of life, and yet your Father always feeds them. How much more, if He cares about you much more than them, will He take care of you? Sometimes it's the smallest of little things that releases your heart from the grip of trying so hard to make something happen that allows God, finally, the avenue to do what He does best, instantaneously release you and set you free. Well, can't wait to be with you again next time. And so if you'd like to go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page, you can do so, and you can follow us or go to the YouTube channel, Adventures in Grace, and subscribe. We want to hear your grace testimonies. I know that you have them. You can go to jimhockaday.com, to our website, and there is an email that is jhmi@jimhockaday.com. Write us, let us know your stories. We'll share them with others. In the meantime, look for grace everywhere. Wherever you find it in one instance, God will open your eyes to find it in another. And begin to let God show you how easy it is to walk in this spiritual world. Can't wait to see you next time. God bless you. Thanks for putting up with the background here, but we just had to do it in this hotel right here. The next time, I trust, we'll be in our home and set up some nice little studio, and it'll be fun again. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to hear your testimonies. See you again next time.